I use a walking stick to get around. I don't use it indoors, but I also don't I'll come down in the morning and I don't go back up the stairs again until the end of the day, because going up and down the stairs is just too tiring. And I was working full time, and I was traveling into London a couple of days a week. Obviously, when I first went back to work, it was during the pandemic, so we were all working from home anyway, which made things a bit easier. Then when we started going back into the office and I was traveling up to London, well, I ended up basically having to give up my substantive job because I couldn't do the traveling into London that was needed for the job. It was just too much, just caused too much fatigue. And I even find now that it's sort of sometimes if we're out and about, if I do too much, then I just have to come back and just rest. I don't know if you can see, I've got another one over there, but this is a heated cushion. So I use that to sort of help, sort of in terms of the pain relief. So that's a sort of, use that all the time. So I'm sort of pretty limited. So I was advised by the hospital to apply for a blue badge, which I did. And then got rejected on the basis that I may get better. Not quite sure how they think that. And then you're not allowed to apply again for 6 months. So I applied subsequently, and at that point, I'd actually had I'd been seen by a neurosurgical specialist who had produced a report, and in that report, he literally has written that in my professional opinion, this woman is disabled under the Disability Act. I can't remember what year it was, but anyway, under the Disability Act, and it actually says it in the report. And I attached that as evidence to my application, and they came back again and said, no, your condition may improve.